I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday. It's been kind of an interesting week in the from a news perspective, Mitch, with BYU football. We had the Fan Fest. We'll touch on that earlier. And then kind of seemingly out of nowhere, the BYU and Utah State series is discontinued for the foreseeable future. Now, both universities did say that there will be an open dialogue going forward and that the game is important to them, but you know, let's read between the lines here. That Utah State game, it's not going to be happening every year. That's the bottom line. Yeah. And, we discuss things all throughout the week, and I think you bring up a great point. It has me wondering, the Utah State series goes by the wayside like it just did, and no other meetings on the foreseeable future. What does this mean for that other series in the state of Utah? The Utah series, what kind of impact do you think this Utah State news has on what maybe Tom Homo and BYU is thinking about that series with Utah as well?
Yeah, I think that honestly the one thing that holds back BYU from maybe playing a power move with Utah is just maybe the blowback it would receive. You know, I think from a PR standpoint, if BYU said we're not playing the game, I think the PR backlash locally and from people would be not good. And I do think that Tom Homo respects the rivalry. He said as much back in January, and he wants to, you know, have that game. It matters to him. I mean, there's signage that says beat Utah around the athletic complex. Clearly, there's no other game that has signage built up. Maybe one day it'll be beat Baylor. I don't know. But right now, it's beat Utah. And, you know, I think that it's just, to me, I always go back to, Matt, where when the roles were reversed and BYU was willing to do whatever from a scheduling perspective to get Utah on the schedule and make it work with Independence and rope off coveted first 3 weeks of the season when you can get the who's who in college football, BYU was willing to cook in a week for Utah every week, every year rather. And Utah was like, that's great, but we're going to play Michigan. That's great. We're going to play Florida. And when that precedent was set, two different ADs involved in that, to me, I'm like, I'm going to move on because you want to play Miami. I think Cougar fans listening to this, they want to have that home and home with the Canes. They want to have a home and home with Virginia Tech and go to Blacksburg. Utah right now is on the schedule from 2024 to 2028, and then you also have a game in 2030. I mean, to me, it's like, I bet Kyle Whittingham, if he was asked, do you want to play the BYU game? He'd say, no, I don't want to play it. I mean, I'm just assuming here, but I think like it just really comes down to, do you want to kind of maybe cling to the old school of college football? And that is those traditional rivalries, which they're going by the wayside all the time.
I don't even care about the blowback. I would welcome the blowback. It comes back to my point from the previous segment, Mitch. I don't want to play local games in the non-conference. I don't want to do it unless it's an SUU or a Dixie State, because guess what? Power Five teams play those type of games. That's the way it is. Utah Tech, excuse me, they're in the transition. One day I'll get it right, but I'm with you. I want to play Virginia Tech. I want to play Miami. And I would just say, hey, the Utah series is over. And I would respect this. I know they'd get blowback, but if they just said, hey, if things had been different when Utah went to the Pac-12, we would do whatever it took to play this every year. They've made it clear it doesn't matter to them, and thus it doesn't matter to us. So that chapter has been closed. I just, Utah, I would rather play. I don't want to play either team every year, but I'd put Utah State on the schedule before Utah. I think the Utah game is out because now you have to really worry about the number of Power 5 games you play. You can't play three Power 5 games or even two really in the non-conference and have a special year. Like, it just doesn't happen that way. You play one. Alabama, Georgia, that's what they do. And I don't want that one game to be Utah.
But they get
the BYU fans.
When you bring up Alabama and Georgia, though, Matt, you know, we know as college football junkies, like, they get the benefit of the doubt. Is BYU in the Big 12, if they play just a Utah or they just play a Miami in the non-conference, and let's say they go 11-1, is that good enough to get into a 14 playoff? I don't know. I don't feel confident saying that. So, I mean, maybe you got to still bolster it up with two P5s from a perception side of things.
Text us, 57500. Let me lay this out to you. You got a non-conference of SUU. You got a non-conference of, let's say, Colorado State. And then let's say you have Virginia Tech and you got one extra spot. You want Utah or UCLA? Tell me right now. Utah or UCLA?
I'd go UCLA.
Me too, all day long. You get the Rose Bowl, get the Bruin. I'm just saying it's Utah or 50 other teams that are Power 5 label. I'd take those other 50. I would, because to me it's more interesting. I love the rivalry. It's just, hey, you don't care, we don't care, we're moving on. And college football today, as you said, it's a good point, Mitch. The traditional rivalries are over. Now it's all about sexy matchups. And guess what? I want sexy matchups. And I don't want to sacrifice that to keep a local game.
You know, the thing is, if you, in a hypothetical scenario, if you did remove Utah, it does make things easier for Tom Homa. When you look at kind of the roadmap of non-conference games, you can almost slot it in with kind of ease forecasting what the games would look like. Because in 2024, you probably look at Nevada, maybe at Wyoming, Utah Tech, or you go NC State on the road instead of at Wyoming. 2025, you got Stanford, maybe an FCS. 2026, you go at Miami, USF, and an FCS or Arizona. Like, it kind of slots nicely if you do remove Utah. But, I mean, that is just...
And if they stay at eight games... Now you have a new opportunity to go get a new opponent.
But don't you think, though, with this move with Utah State going off the schedule, it kind of feels like an unintentional announcement, like the Big 12's going to nine conference games.
Reading between the lines, it does kind of feel like, hey, we're going to nine games.
Because they had the meetings last week in Scottsdale, like the Fiesta Brawl or Crawl or whatever they call it down there, and so there was conversation. So it feels like it was almost an indirect announcement that the Big 12 is going to go to nine conference games. Just kind of feels that way.
And I hate that, by the way. I really don't like it. I wanted eight badly. But that's a conversation for another day. So let's turn the page to basketball on the other side. The transfer portal is getting wild. We'll give you a recap of what happened in the week that was BYU basketball in the portal. Back after this.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.